Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Scott Cirilla, and the mayor, Brad Sellers.
Hello again and welcome to this all-star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. I am Scott Cirilla and it is President's Day, but due to contractual and monetary constraints, we were unable to get any presidents, but we were able to get our favorite mayor, Brad Sellers. Brad, I had to steal that, by the way. That's Leo, our producer. That's his line, but it's a good line.
It's a good line.
Thanks for coming in, my friend.
No problem. It's Mayor's Day today.
Mayor's Day as well. Well, it was All-Star Weekend, and it was an interesting weekend, you know, for those of us that have been around quite a while and even those that haven't, you know. We look forward to All-Star Weekend, but sometimes it isn't quite as great as we'd like it to be. And I thought overall the All-Star Weekend was better than it's been in a few years. How about you?
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I always enjoy All-Star Weekend. And true, some weekends are better than most. I mean, better than others. But I will tell you, I look forward to the All-Star game returning to Cleveland here in a couple years here because it is a fan-friendly event. It's really for the community, and it is one that the players enjoy to participate in. Now, there were some things in there, Scott, that I liked.
Which we will talk about.
And some things I didn't like.
Which we will talk about. Well, again, you and I, being a little bit older of an age bracket, you know, we have so many more in the bank that we can go back and talk about. You know, they promoted so much yesterday. The last time it was in Charlotte, Charles Barkley had 17 points, 22 rebounds. They showed so many highlights. And, you know, they were playing defense. He was blocking shots. They were playing hard for the most part. You don't quite have as much of that today as you did back then.
No, you don't. And the game has changed because I think there's a fear factor of getting injured in the game, right? And it turns into like a celebrity all-star because it's a celebrity event now, right? It was high competition before. And it's more celebrity now, and so people come to be entertained. A lot of the young kids want to see some of the high-flying stuff that the guys are able to do, stuff that you can't see in a game.
Yep.
But, you know, I really enjoy the game when it gets down to the real competition time. Like, it's really to play. Because I want to see the best go against the best head up, because you won't see it at some points of the season because they can't play like that.
Well, we are going to talk in-depth with All-Star Weekend. There's the skills challenge, the three-point shootout, the dunk competition, and, of course, the game. We're also going to talk and hear from Kaylee Griffin as she goes one-on-one with Jetty Osmond. He was part of the Rising Stars on Friday night. You know, it's this not the midway point of the season. The All-Star break is the trade deadline has come and gone, but there is still some movement around the NBA. Brad, I want to get your thoughts on Cavaliers coming to the stretch run of the season. We want to talk about that. And February is American Heart Health Month. And John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito talked with a cardiologist from the Cleveland Clinic. We will hear that as well. It is the All-Star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T on the Cavs Radio Network. More coming up next.
Get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Friday, February 22nd for a 1-2-3 Friday where all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit clevelandmonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. It's the All-Star Edition. Scott Zarrilla and the mayor, Brad Sellers, with you. You know, Brad, one of the things that as we talk about All-Star Weekend that just finished up last night in Charlotte, one of the things I did like was the fact they started it last year having the players select their teammates, which I thought was great. And I liked the fact that they televised it. I don't know if you got a chance to see that. I thought it was fun. LeBron and Giannis on split screens and kind of, I want him and you want him, and they kind of traded Ben Simmons for Russell Westbrook. That's the stuff that we did on the playground, and I thought that was fun. Did you like that?
Well, Scott.
I'll take that as probably not too much.
As a veteran, no, I didn't like that. I like the fact that you get to see certain players with some players, right? That I like.
Okay.
I just believe that I'm just in favor of the East versus the West. I am, right? I just like to see.
I do too, but
I can't
I'm
help
kind,
it. I
I'm
can't
kind
help.
Of spinning a little bit. I'm trying to be open. I don't want to be the get off my lawn guy I don't want to be that way about about everything. No. I am some things. But it was a little, it was just kind of, that was, I thought, a little bit
Well, I,
fe- little bit
I, felt, I felt there were too many people on one team. Like, LeBron had a team that was stacked full of players.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. And so when it went down the stretch, the Giannis team couldn't even come back because all the high-powered fire guys were on the other side, right? Except for Curry, right? And Curry didn't get it going. And so from a fan standpoint, I understand the mixture of seeing certain guys with some other guys. But I'm a traditionalist. I like the East versus the West. I'll tell you another thing I didn't like.
Have at it.
I like to see the All-Star games when the players are wearing their own jerseys.
I like that, too.
I like that.
I do like that, too.
I like when I turn on, I want to see a Cavalier in a Cavalier jersey.
I do like that,
too. I don't want to see this other thing with the little logo. I don't want to see that.
And they're bland.
Right.
It was just black or white.
It was so bland, you couldn't even really tell who was who unless you knew who was who.
I will go along with that.
So the first fan coming in, like, who is that, right? But if I saw that yellow jersey, I knew it was a Cavalier jersey, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm rooting for my guy.
I agree.
Right.
Stick with it. Like, the East would wear their white uniforms and the West would wear the dark.
That's right.
Absolutely. Now, Team Giannis led by as many as 20 before falling 178 to 164. And one of the highlights in the second half was the fact that Kevin Durant, who seemed a little quiet early in the game, he got himself going in the second half. And here's a highlight courtesy of ESPN Radio.
James will hand it off on the dribble to Lillard. Left side, Harden, 9 to shoot. In the corner, up top, Durant for 3. Good! Kevin Durant with his 6th triple. He's got 29 points.
Thank you for clearing up my MVP choice, KD.
Durant, 31.6 of 9 from the 3-point line. You and I joked before we came on the air, Brad. Team LeBron, all they did from beyond the 3-point line was hit 35 of 90. While Team Giannis, a very modest 27 of 77. Did you like that part of it?
Well, I like the fact that guys are able to display their arsenal, right? In the game, you wouldn't see a guy come down, shoot just 2-3 steps over half court and pull a deep one, right?
Right.
I just remember emphatically Damian Lillard got it going on for a short period of time, right? And Middleton stepped in. He started firing from the beginning.
He did.
And some of the things that you see in an All-Star game, you can't reproduce in a controlled environment of a league game. But this is a game for the players to really showcase their abilities. They're major factors, making sure that in that they don't tend, they don't get hurt. They don't provide an opportunity for themselves to get injured in trying to display their wares.
But one of the things that we did find that I found, Brad, that I like a lot more is we talked about the three-point shooting, but one of the dunks we saw from last night was quite spectacular. The bounce alley-oop, I guess you'd call it, Curry Antetokounmpo, and afterwards, here's Giannis talking about that play.
No. That was the first time. I think that pass was for going to Joel, but I was able to sneak in there and make it look like good pass for me. But it was a nice play.
I mean, that was probably better than, well, you can make a case that could have been a dunk that you would like to have seen in the dunk competition. That was, and it, the great thing is when it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
When you see the defense part and you know it's coming, it's not as spectacular, but I don't think anybody expected that.
Let me be clear. That was the highlight of the night. Be clear about that. And I've been around some of the most high-flying guys in this league, and that was spectacular. For Curry, Steph Curry to come down in the middle of the flow and to think to bounce it off, and it wasn't intended for Embiid. That was intended for Antetokounmpo. Right?
Right.
And his ability to be on the dribble, bounce it in the air off the run, and lay it up just at the rim, high enough. Did you see how high Antetokounmpo went up to get this thing?
It wasn't like it was
just barely above the rim.
It's unbelievable.
I was like, is this for real? Even the players, the former players, because I looked at the sideline afterwards, right, when they panned the sideline as they're running back.
Yep.
You could see the former players falling out in their chairs like, whoa, wait a minute. That was one of those plays that you're going to always look back in All-Star history and remember that this was done.
I'm going to tell you something. That was the most spectacular, but that was not the most enjoyable part for me. For me, it was the 3 minutes and 59 seconds from Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh.
Three for three threes. I want to talk about him in a moment. We're going to hear from him. He's the last of the dying breed of the NBA.
Yeah.
He took pay cuts to stay with Dallas.
Yeah.
He's such a great ambassador to the league. He's a great player. He's the greatest European ever. And for him to come out three for three doing what he does best, other than that step back one-legged jump shot, I just thought he smiled. Everybody smiled. I was smiling. I thought it was great. After the words, here's what Dirk had to say about his just short of 4 minute run in the All-Star game.
It was a fun all around weekend for me. It was a pleasure to compete with these guys one more time on the stage. And, you know, that got honored in between third and fourth quarter. That was emotional. So it was a great weekend for me, and I'm ready to go home.
Ready to go home. It's funny. He couldn't have gotten more than about 4 minutes because he was running three line to three line. He would shoot the jump shot and then labor his way back to the other end of the floor. But he's such a very likable man, and I'm going to hate to see him no longer playing in the NBA.
Well, let me say this, because one of the things we talked about, some things that we did not like about the All-Star game. I think that move of adding commissioner's pick.
Yeah.
To this year's All-Star game was ideal, because there are some guys that this league owes a debt of gratitude to, and two of them were on display last night. I think this league owes a display of gratitude toward Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki for all the efforts to maintain this league at a very high and professional level, and then also be able to come out here and recognize that these are two guys who will be leaving the family. And when upon leaving the family, you're always a member of the family, because let me honor you for your contributions to this league. And I think it was great. I think it was for them great, a good way to be sent off. And then the other thing, I thought it was great for their families to be here, right? One last time.
Yeah. You know, at first I didn't like it. At the very first blush of being announced, I'm like, nah, we don't need that. Then I'm like, no, you know what? Those two, absolutely you do. So I was okay with it. Three other things that happened over the weekend. Go back to Friday night, Saturday night, the Skills Challenge. Jason Tatum of Boston was the winner. I need to tweak that a little bit, because I like that in theory. You need to go back to the clock. I don't like going up against an opponent. I'd rather have the clock. But I think that speeds up the process. And then you need more obstacles.
Yeah.
It's only really a one bounce pass, right, and kind of weaving. There used to be two bounce. There used to be, you have to do a chest pass and then a bounce pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the layup is easy, and it needs to be a little more skill involved.
Yeah, it's time for a tweak, right? I think when they added the skills competition, came out of a concept. Now this concept is getting a little long in the tooth, and so now you have to make some adjustments, right? I still like to see the competition because in this case you have some guys that may be bigger or smaller, depending on what the case may be. And things that you see, skill work that you may not be able to see in a game. You could see it in practice, but you might not see it in the game. So they're able to display that. I thought Jason Tatum did very well in being able to complete the task. But it's always fun to me when I see, like, some of the bigger players. And I guess I'm partial to them. But see some of the bigger players come out here and say, look, they got some skills too.
I love Jokic doing it. That was great. Hey, real quick, we got to finish up here. The dunk competition, Hamidou Diallo of Oklahoma City, he said it was one of the best dunks he's seen, which he did it himself, when he dunked over Shaq, which was pretty spectacular. But I think the dunk is kind of the human body can only do so much.
Yeah, it can only do so much.
But
here, I believe it goes back to the rules, right? I just want to see in the dunk contest, I'm a traditionalist. We want to go back. I want to make sure that the best are in the contest, right? The other thing, and I think you do that by increasing the prize at the end and combining that with what you're giving to charity, right? And the rules. I do not like the fact that you get four attempts, three or four. That's awful.
Yeah.
The part of the game is that you must make the dunk. You must complete the task. Right? So that means you have to try something that you know will work. Now, if you're willing to try something crazy, and just be willing to live with the pay, with the result.
That's right.
Right. You don't get four attempts at this thing.
That's right.
I'm looking at Dennis Smith Jr. I'm like, oh my God. So here we go. Why are we doing this?
And finally, Joe Harris, former Cavalier and Canton Charge, he won the three-point shootout, 25 in round one, 26 in round two. I've always been partial, as much as I like the dunk competition, the three-point shootout is great because when a guy gets rolling shooting the basketball, I don't know if there's more fun to watch.
Yeah, he was on top of his game. I mean, he came out the gate firing. And listen, he was the first one up. He came out firing and put everybody on their heels.
Yeah.
Sure did. And I'll shot him at the end. You sure did.
Well, that is our recap of the All-Star Weekend. I enjoyed it more than I have in the past couple of years, which leads me to believe that maybe there is hope for it in the future. We need to take a timeout. But speaking of All-Stars, Jetty Osman of the Cavaliers was part of the Rising Stars competition. Our very own Kaylee Griffin sat down and went one-on-one with him. We'll hear that conversation next on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. That's coming up next.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Bounces to Sexton left side. He gets to the foul line. Alley-oop for Thompson. Thompson guides it in.
Saturday, February 23rd, the Cavs take on the Memphis Grizzlies at 7:30. As a part of the Cavs Black Heritage Celebration, the Cavs will honor the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, with a special halftime tribute. Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Hey, you waited for it. We're here. The President's Sale at Levin's. Now, this is the place to be for huge savings on furniture and mattresses for every room. Plus, get 0% interest for 36 months, and it gets better. We'll pay your sales tax and give you free delivery on your entire order with your $12.99 minimum purchase. Save on mattresses, up to $600 on the top brands. Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Sealy, Stearns & Foster. The President's Day Sale. Don't miss it. Now at Levin's.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's two new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows four new members to join for the price of three, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Welcome back to the All-Star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. I'm Scott Cirilla. Let's head back now to Charlotte, where Kaylee Griffin had a chance to go one-on-one with Jetty Osmond about his All-Star weekend festivities.
Jetty, it's been a crazy 24 hours for you. Started with a 3-overtime game. Now you're here in Charlotte. What has the whirlwind been like for you getting to this point?
Yes, it was a crazy 24 hours. It was it would have been better if we won that game. But, I think that we did a really good job by fighting, giving our 100%. And, it was just shorthanded. We didn't have a lot of guys. Some hurt, like six fouls. I was on a minute restriction. So that's why we're kind of shorthanded. But still, we did not give up. And, for me, being here in Charlotte, it's... And just an unbelievable, it's amazing experience, it's like a dream came true, and I'm just trying to have fun.
You're part of Team World in the Rising Stars game. What was your reaction when you found out you were selected to the game?
I was really happy, and I was more happy because we played a game against Washington, we won, and then, my teammates, coaches, they say like congratulations for being selected in the world team, and it just meant a lot. But it all came like through the team, they helped me be here. So this is a team sport, and it's not like 1-on-5; it's 5-on-5. So they helped me, and the half of the prize is there. So I just want to say thank you to the coaches and to the teammates.
You've said that one of your goals as a professional basketball mm-hmm. player is to get to All-Star Weekend, so you're here. What are you most looking forward to about this weekend?
Just to have fun, obviously meet a friends here, enjoy the tomorrow's game, and then obviously like the slam dunk contest, like the 3 points, the skills challenge, like the celebrity games. Like there's going to be a lot of things going on, and I'm just planning on enjoying like it's a good experience for myself, so I'm gonna just be happy all the time, and trying to have fun.
You just went through the first NBA media circuit. What was that experience like? Take us through some of the things you did.
Yeah, I was nervous. Actually, I was nervous. It is like a media day, but it was different, and I was really nervous. But it was fun. It was fun, really, like meeting all those peoples and. Talking about myself, about my team, my family, about everybody. So it was really fun, but yeah, it was exciting and I was nervous.
You were in front of the camera quite a bit. We saw some of your model poses. I saw something on Twitter today that you've signed with Head & Shoulders. I've seen some commercials. What can you tell me about this?
obviously, you already know what's going on, so.
Yeah. For everybody else.
Yes, for everybody else that you guys don't know, I was shooting before a couple commercials with the Head & Shoulders, and this year, obviously, we agreed again that we're going to work together. So, yeah, the new commercial is coming again, I hope, during the summer. So, we'll see. You guys are going to have fun for sure.
Well, we saw some of your poses. You did great today. You ended with a little bit of a 3D photo shoot. Was that... What was at the end to that 3D camera?
It's just Obviously, I'm just very curious how it's going to look after. But it was fun, just, you know, let people who you are and, you know, let them know that they're going to have a lot of fun during this weekend.
This All-Star break kind of serves as the halfway point of the season, looking towards the second half. What are your expectations and goals for the team moving forward?
To be better. So I know, like, we've been struggling this year, but like since the beginning of the year and now at this point, I can say that we're a much, much better team. Yes, we're a young team. We have a lot to learn, but I can say that after this break, we'll be better. And we're really working hard. Everybody wants to win. And, you know, we lost a couple of games in the last seconds, which I think that was the most important games for us that we can learn. And we just have to keep working hard. And I believe that day by day, we'll be better. And like I said, in a couple of years, we'll be a really good team.
One more question for you. Team World versus Team USA tomorrow, what's your score prediction?
My score prediction, I will go with 140 against 128.
Team World, right?
Of course. Team World. Let's go, baby.
Well, Jetty, thank you so much for
thank
sitting
you.
Down. That's good
yep.
luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Jetty finished with 2 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, but his Team World did fall to Team USA 161 to 144. Congratulations to Jetty on his appearance. Take a timeout. When we come back, we will talk NBA trade talk with Brad Sellers. That's next on this All-Star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level, the basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Dan with the follow, puts it up, and puts it in. He gets fouled by Baze. What a play there by Junior in traffic.
The Cavs battle the Portland Trail Blazers Monday, February 25th at 7 o'clock. All fans will receive a Larry Nance Jr. bobblehead presented by KeyBank.
Angle to the basket, feeds Nance. Look out! And Nance, once again, hammers home a dunk.
Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs.
Throughout February, the NBA celebrates Black History Month by honoring those who've paved the way for future generations. That tradition continues through league-wide efforts to bring people together and take action in our communities. Share how you are improving your community using hashtag NBA Voices. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. More Cavs HQ coming up next. Welcome back to the All-Star edition of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, alongside Brad Sellers. I'm Scott Zarrilla. Happy President's Day to you and yours. And Brad, not only the All-Star weekend, but we haven't spoken in a while, but a lot of player movement as the All-Star or the trade deadline wasn't too far long ago. And there were some interesting moves made that you and I talked about earlier before we came on the air. And I wanted to get your thoughts. As much as the big move of Kristaps Porzingis to Dallas for Dennis Smith kind of caught everybody's eye because it's Porzingis, and it kind of tells you maybe New York is trying to go in that different direction. You know, the trades that really caught my eye, I want to get your thought. I think Marc Gasol going to Toronto, I think, is the most impactful trade because of his – I mean, Valanciunas is a fine center. I have no problem with him. But the things that Gasol can do, I think putting him there with Leonard and Lowry and some of the other guys they've got up there, if Toronto wasn't the pick before, I personally think they're the pick now in the East.
Well, I think it was a great pickup. It's a move made by a team that has aspirations of winning a championship. And they went out and not tried to clear salary cap space and prepare for the future. Their future is now. They have a window of opportunity with Kawhi Leonard's future being uncertain with the franchise. They think that their moment for executing the ultimate big-time play is right now, and they went out and got Gasol to add to that mix, and I think that strengthens what Toronto has. And you got a peek of him the other day, just really coming in off the bench and really trying to find his way. But I think in the final 25 games of the season here, that's a power move.
I think it's a great move. Again, all the things that he can do on both ends of the floor, I think it's going to be huge for the Raptors moving forward. Going back to the Porzingis trade to Dallas, how exciting is it for them? We talked about how much we both like Dirk Nowitzki, and he's on his way out. But the future in Dallas with at least Porzingis, and I just love Luka Doncic, putting those two together. If they can stay healthy and stay together for a while, you talk about two nice pieces to kind of start working around moving forward. That's exciting. Well, that's exciting.
I'll be clear. I think that was a great move, too, now for Dallas to pick up Porzingis, because I think he's an up-and-coming talent. Obviously, he's injured now, but as he makes his way back, you put him in combination with Doncic, he will have an impact on that team going forward. And here, some of the other pieces they picked up weren't slouch pieces either. Tim Hardaway Jr. had been playing fairly well, too, and Trey Burke had resurrected his career in New York City. So they got some additional pieces besides just Porzingis. And so on the other side, the Knicks, they're a team looking towards the future. You know, they pick up a veteran in DeAndre Jordan. Now, whether they bring him back after the season is one thing, but Dennis Smith Jr. is an up-and-coming player.
He is. Yes, I like him.
He was having a special year until Doncic showed up in Dallas. And so I just think that the Knicks is a franchise looking for the future. Dallas is looking for adding solid veteran pieces here and trying to build it that way.
While we're going to stay on that for just one moment, I don't get caught up in the flash of the new guy is always the best new guy. I have not been this excited about a rookie in Luka Doncic since LeBron James. I'm not saying he's as good or is going to be as good, but I don't get caught up with I don't usually have too many man crushes. I got a little bit of a man crush on Luka Doncic. He's 19 years old. Wait until this kid really learns how to play in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, already the things that he's doing, when I saw him first, I thought he's awkward. He's not super athletic, blah, blah, blah. Those are all, I think, playing to his advantage in the NBA. What do you think of him?
Well, I think he's one of the rising, if not the most rising star, young star in this league. And the funny thing about it is people in this league haven't really seen, people across this country who haven't been tuning into the Mavericks haven't probably never really seen him play on an extended period of time. But if you get a chance to turn your TVs to a Dallas Maverick game, you're going to be surprised in what you see. He's a competitor.
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor. And he has a skill set that rivals many that are in major markets. So like I said, if you hadn't had a chance to see the Mavericks play, you'll see what we're talking about when you get a chance to see him play.
And he's just 19. Mm-hmm. Another move that I thought is going to pay dividends. Milwaukee's making a real run here. They're already the top team in the East going into the All-Star break. They traded away Thon Maker, a little bit of a disappointment for them. They picked up Nikola Mirotic from New Orleans, who I thought, again, what he can bring to the floor, put him alongside Middleton and Bledsoe and Brogdon and Antetokounmpo, I think Milwaukee is another team. I think that's a big, big addition for them. What do you think?
Well, I think so. Look here. Milwaukee's at the top of the ticket. They're trying to make sure that they remain near the top of the ticket. And they have to take, you know, these special steps, because when you get a window of opportunity to actually be a real threat in this league and have a chance to really go all the way, you must make moves to improve your franchise, right? And they felt like they needed better shooting. They felt like bringing in a guy like Mirotic will help them. What it does as well is it frees up some ball moving around it, because if you got guys that can shoot, you cannot key on Antetokounmpo, right? Middleton's right out there, Mirotic's out there shooting, right? You've got George Hill when he's playing well. So they have eyes on being the top dog in the Eastern Conference.
I do. I like it. I like when, like you said, when teams know that they're close, they don't sit back. They try to be aggressive and take that next step. Speaking of a step, we've heard for so many years Philadelphia going through the process of trying to get where they ultimately have gotten, which is pretty good right now. But traded away the number one overall pick from a few years back, Markel Fultz. And this is a great little story that you can hang on to, and you can get a little beer off some buddies at the bar next time you go.
Okay.
He was traded to Orlando for Jonathan Simmons. Here's the story. Again, Markel Fultz, number one overall pick, was at 2 years ago in front of Lonzo Ball. He was traded to Orlando for Jonathan Simmons. Here's where it gets interesting. Jonathan Simmons once paid $150 for a open tryout for the NBA G
right.
League. So think about that. Jonathan Simmons, who had to pay $150 to try out to make the G League, was traded for the number one overall pick in the NBA. I don't know what that says more about Jonathan Simmons or if it says more about Markel Fultz. I'm wishing good for Markel Fultz. I think that with him, hopefully, that the change of scenery will do him good.
You know, listen, I'm not ready to mail it in on Markel Fultz, right? You know, for whatever reason, the situation in Philadelphia did not pan itself out, right? But he will be clear, he wouldn't be the first person that didn't pan out in Philadelphia for. So sometimes we get
right.
a chance. Seriously, I'm
no,
just
you're
being,
right.
I'm being
you're right.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, this is how it works around here. It always works like you better be in a good position, better be a good fit for your skill set. And for whatever happened, it did not work out. Now, who knows what's going to happen in Orlando? Can he turn it around? But I will tell you that I'm not ready to mail it in on Markel Fultz yet. But from that standpoint, I'm excited. At least he's going to get another opportunity to showcase his abilities to see that he was the number one pick. Now, that's also an albatross around your neck because you
that's
have
right.
to be the number one pick.
That's right. He always will be the number one pick.
Yeah.
He always will be.
And they're going to look at it one or two ways.
And speaking of number one picks, we're running out of time. We won't get a chance because we could spend the rest of the show talking about it. We've talked about guys who have been traded. One guy we didn't talk about who was not traded was Anthony Davis, and that's for another conversation for another show about the way players have just, I don't know, Brad, you've been there, the way players kind of.
It's different now. It's different.
How about we leave it at that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we need to take a time out, but when we come back, we will talk about February as it is American Heart Health Month. John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito had a chance to talk with a cardiologist from the Cleveland Clinic about that, and we'll hear from them next on this edition of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T on the Cavs Radio Network.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level, the basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
Calling all Charge fans. This season, every weekday game is Wine and Gold Weekday, presented by Ohio Lottery. Bring an Ohio Lottery ticket to the Canton Civic Center box office and receive $5 off your admission. Head over to the Civic Center Wednesday, February 20th, as the Charge take on the Charlotte Hornets affiliate, the Greensboro Swarm. This offer excludes $5 seats. That's Wednesday, February 20th, when it's time to get charged up.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Mumford & Sons, Delta Tour 2018-2019, a groundbreaking new show in the round. The Grammy Award-winning band plays songs from their smash debut album, Sigh No More. Their number one albums, Babel and Wilder Mind, right through to this year's new album, Delta. Mumford & Sons celebrate their return with a massive world tour. Saturday, March 9th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at mumfordandsons.com.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Dance with the follow, puts it up, and puts it in. He gets fouled by Bayes. What a play there by Junior in traffic.
The Cavs battle the Portland Trail Blazers Monday, February 25th at 7 o'clock. All fans will receive a Larry Nance Jr. bobblehead presented by KeyBank.
Angle to the basket, feeds Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. John Rafa and Dr. Wyld Jaber, who is a cardiologist from Cleveland Clinic. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Very serious show, I was telling Doc off the air.
So that's why we're changing his name. It's a sports, the basketball show. It's like Dr. J.
Right.
It's a basketball name, but you know, we'll go for it.
I'll get it if I can sell the shoes and
the setup. See, he's got already February is American Heart Health Month, and we are talking now about the connection between a healthy heart and maintaining a healthy weight. Here is example number one. Rafa's lost a ton of weight. Heart apparently is very healthy, but can you talk a little bit about that connection and the importance to our listeners and viewers?
So I wish they would call it, not a heart month. It should be a heart year and a heart living. So just there are a couple of issues. First, I think as a society, this is the first time we have a situation where we are killing ourselves to death rather than we used to starve to death. Now we're eating and eating is making us sick, which is one thing. And the other thing is we were a society, or we're as humans developed or created to walk and roam around and find food. Right now we just food comes to us on a tray and gets served. So this combination created a huge disaster. We see it rolling in front of our eyes. Every time we go walk around at the mall, at an amusement park, at the street, you see 30-40% of people around you, so one in every three or four people are just overweight, actually more than overweight, obese. And that has consequences not only for the heart, it has consequences as far as strokes, diabetes. It has consequences for your hips, knees. And now we're seeing people in their 40s and 50s requiring hips and knee replacement. So if you connect it all together, it connects back to the issue of activity and what you put in and what you burn out. And probably you can tell us more about that than I can tell you.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to meet Dr. Bruguera from the Cleveland Clinic through my pre-diabetic condition. And, you know, for so long in my life, I stopped watching myself. I stopped really taking care of myself. So I blew up to 300 pounds. And through talking to my doctor, which I think is very important as well, and I wanted to talk to you about that, about how important it is to discussing with your main doctor, not just necessarily your cardiologist, but with your regular doctor, the importance of nutrition. I think I didn't know anything about nutrition. I ate well, but I ate too much. But I didn't know what a calorie was. I didn't know what a carb was. I didn't know what this. And I think one of the biggest problems was that I tried so many diets. There's so many different names of diets now. And at the end, what worked for me was cutting my portions down and increasing my exercise.
So that's the thing that we always think about is you go to see your doctor and you expect from your doctor either a test or a prescription in terms of a pharmaceutical thing, like basically a pill or an injection, whatever it is. But I think that one of the things you can ask your doctor, especially a general doctor, is a prescription for exercise. And there are things like exercise prescriptions. Your doctor can send you to, let's say, an institution like ours where you can go meet with an exercise physiologist. They can actually set you up for something that's suitable for you, for your level of activity, for your age, for your gender, for what you can do or not do. And the other thing is there are professional people, unlike physicians, who know about diet more than physicians. So traditionally, physicians do not get this exposure in medical school and in training for what is good diet, what is bad diet, what's portion, what's that. But we have extenders who are our co-workers and nutritionists who can actually sit down with you and figure out, you know, you don't want to give somebody, you have to also be a little bit culturally appropriate. So you have to give people to eat what they're used to eat, right, but then tell them and guide them in that way. So that's another thing. But I look at it more holistically. I don't think any of these things are going to save us from, save our lives. I'll give you a small example I read about recently. So an average person used to burn 200-300 calories. That's about maybe a big latte, which is a lot.
200-300 calories an hour or a day?
200-300 calories, just let's say cleaning their house.
Right, okay.
All right? Taking a sweeper and going around, electric sweeper not even, and cleaning their house. So now you take this out and you get one of those robots that does it for you. And that burns about 0.4 calories. So
you have to pick it up.
Here you go. Oh, yeah. No, you don't have to pick it up even. You just have to press the button. You just press the button if you have an app for that. So to compensate for that, we're not compensating cutting the calories we're eating. Actually, eating is easier now too. So that's the thing, is we have to figure out how to re-engineer activity back into our life, rather than engineering it out of our life that's been happening since the Industrial Revolution.
So what is the first step for somebody watching or listening right now who says, Doc, I agree with you. I'm not eating as well as I could. The portions may be bigger and I'm not exercising enough. First step is what?
So the first step is actually realizing the problem, which is basically the most difficult stuff for us as physicians. When we tell people this is the problem, they come to us and say, I'm short of breath. When we tell them the reason for your shortness of breath is this and this and this, we're not on the same page. So once you realize that, that's the first step on healing. So the next step is to sit down with your physician, have a comprehensive program. The comprehensive program has to be nutrition, as you've done, finding out a way to increase activity, and then having the will yourself, because nobody's going to be monitoring you, to do it actually on a daily basis, to re-engineer activity back to your life. So try not to take the elevators. Try to park the car far away. The small steps. Try, if you're going to a supermarket to buy something, walk around and then get the stuff that you want rather than just go straight to the point you want to get. If you're going to the mall, the same thing. So just try to increase these things. Just try to go back to what, you know, to the basic common sense things. Right. And then it will add up. Rapid weight loss will lead to a rapid weight gain. And slow weight loss is something that you can maintain. Right. So losing weight, as you have done, and I have done myself, I've lost, we've talked about it earlier, about 55 pounds just in over a year, year and a half. And the hardest part is maintaining it. Even after many, many years, none of us is a champ here. All of us still struggle with it every single day. And that's something that you have to almost like organize religion. Once you sign up to it, you have to believe the whole system.
And one of the things that worked for me was also to getting rid of the excuses. At the end of the day, I went to my doctor and the doctor said, if you continue living this way, 2 years from now, we're going to be asking your family if they want you in powder or in a box. So basically, the reality was I was pre-diabetic, my joints hurt, I was overweight, I had to take pills for everything, for my cholesterol, for my triglycerides, for everything else. Everything has gone away except for my thyroid that I always have to take. So my question to you is, for everybody listening, what is the perfect combination between nutrition and exercise?
So actually, this is a question my daughter sent me yesterday as a text message from school. She said, which is better for you? Her social studies teacher is asking her, exercise or nutrition? That actually is both. But I told her, the other thing is what nutrition you're getting. The more you feel that the thing you're eating, that stuff you're eating, is not recognizable by a farmer from the 1950s and 60s, that's something you shouldn't eat.
Yeah, right.
All right? If you read the package, if it comes on a package, that's the first bad step. The second bad step, if you read the package, not recognize what's in it. What are these components in it? Exactly. Just don't eat it.
Right.
So it's a balance of both. It's a balance of both. And then we're all busy. We all have demands on our time and food and all this stuff. But it's a balance of both. And exercise, people think, oh, if I have to exercise, I have to go to the treadmill and sweat for an hour, hour and a half, and come back. Exercise is not that. Exercise is activity, right, additive. You can do 5 minutes of walk around the office and come back and sit at your desk if you're at a desk job, 5 minutes somewhere. It adds up. It doesn't have to be all at the same time. So that's the concept we had about exercise. We see these people running on their treadmills and doing
and
sweating.
Gym and everything.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. This is not it. It's adding up. Because it's math, and it's additive.
Dr. J, great stuff.
Thank you.
Great meeting with this
Thank
guy. Congratulations both. To both of you guys for Thank the weight you. Loss and keeping it off and everything else. A daily grind, right? That's the key.
The keeping daily grind. And it's just, you know, it's a belief system.
Right.
Once you believe in it, you're in it. And then if you want to be around, we don't talk about health. We talked about lifespan earlier. I want to increase my lifespan. Actually, I talk about my patients, not about lifespan, because nobody knows how long they're going to live.
Right.
Although diabetes cuts your lifespan by many, many years, hypertension, obesity, and all these things. But we talk about health span. When you're living, do you want to be living healthy?
Lifestyle.
Or you want to be living going from one physician to the next?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather you be living healthy and not seeing us.
Dr. J, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
You wanted the best, but you got the best. The hottest band in the world.
Kiss. The end of the road tour. One last Kiss. March 17th, Quicken Loans Arena. Kiss on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at theqarena.com. History will be made.
Hey, you waited for it. We're here. The President's Sale at Levin's. Now, this is the place to be for huge savings on furniture and mattresses for every room. Plus, get 0% interest for 36 months, and it gets better. We'll pay your sales tax and give you free delivery on your entire order with your $12.99 minimum purchase. Save on mattresses, up to $600 on the top brands. Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Sealy, Stearns & Foster. The President's Day Sale. Don't miss it. Now at Levin's.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Hi guys, Jimmy Hanlon here. Have you heard about Stonewater Golf Club's two new incredible golf membership offers? You could either take advantage of their group discount sale for you and your friends, which allows four new members to join for the price of three, or join as an individual and save 20%. There's never been such huge savings offered, but you gotta act fast as this exceptional deal is only available till February the 28th. Call the golf shop at Stonewater, 440-461-4653, or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Friday, February 22nd for a 1-2-3 Friday where all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit clevelandmonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Wrapping up this All-Star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T alongside Brad Sellers. I'm Scott Zarrilla. Cavaliers back in action Thursday as they will host Phoenix here at the Q. They're coming off that triple overtime. What a game last week, Brad. The triple overtime lost, unfortunately, to Brooklyn. But, boy, that was a lot of fun. And, D'Angelo Russell had his game and Jordan Clarkson. That was a lot of fun.
It was. Jordan Clarkson played outstanding basketball. And obviously, the Cavaliers over the last couple weeks have been trying to play much better basketball. And so they've been very highly competitive, and so I look forward to that continue. We got 3 home games coming up here, and so we got a chance to get out after the All-Star break and probably put a stamp on something.
Brad, it's always easy. I've had coaches tell me over the years that there's games that you can let slip away and games you really want to try to get. A lot of teams will quit at this time of the year. What do you want to see from the Cavaliers in this final stretch?
Well, I just want to see us continue to keep working hard. trying to make sure we develop our young players and also try to get our other players who have been injured back healthy and playing. I just would like to see, Scott, a rotation that is made up of solid veterans that have been around here along, mixed in with some of our younger players, and see what this franchise looks like when they're all on the floor at the same time.
Well, Brad, I appreciate you taking some time on this holiday, this President's Day, for you to come in and talk basketball. Always a pleasure to take the time and talk to you about that. So thank you for the time, my friend, and we will talk to you next time Cavaliers are on the road, and look forward to it.
Oh, yeah, we're coming. Listen, right after All-Star break, we got 25 strong games here to play. So let's get busy.
Put your head down and win some basketball games. Brad, thanks as always. For my partner, Brad Sellers, this is Scott Zarrilla saying have a good night. Thanks so much for listening to this All-Star edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living so we turning up.